Mary Jane Manzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. In studio, I love when you bring your people
My
in.
My people.
Because I want their cell phones right away.
And then you get jealous when I'm with those people and you're like, that's my people. Mm-hmm. And then you want to take over my people.
She is a personal chef. She is an author and a food allergy expert specializing in meal planning and helping people navigate the grocery aisles to make eating safe, nutritious, and fun for everyone. I love that right there.
Safe, nutritious, and fun for everyone. I'll tell you the part I loved about it. Navigate the grocery aisles.
Like I that. Was there
the
tonight.
Grocery store is my favorite place to be ever.
Her first cookbook is entitled Drizzle Kitchen Favorites: Happy Foods for Everybody and Every Allergy. It's Kendra Peterson. It's great to see you. Can I have your phone number?
He wants to be your friend.
It's good to see you too.
I was at the grocery store tonight and I went in hungry and I didn't have a plan. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
It's bad news bears right there.
Yeah, it is.
You're off to a bad start.
It is. It's terrible. People do this all the time, don't they?
I do it all the time.
And you just grab garbage.
What is wrong with me?
So when you go to the grocery store, what's the first rule of thumb? Well, besides having a plan, and don't go hungry.
I always start with produce. Start with produce. Fill your cart with the stuff that's good for you.
God, that's a great idea.
And then it's like a good reminder of what you should be eating that. And then you're not going to grab the package of cookies.
They say shop the perimeter of the grocery store so you avoid the aisles.
Yes. I mean, there's the majority of truth lies within that. But there's some good stuff in the middle of the aisles now. Like, think about beans. Rice, quinoa, that's all in the middle of the store too. So don't shun the middle of the store, but maybe don't buy like the frozen dinners that you just microwave.
I have produce on one side of my jewel and the other side is the liquor. So I'm working the aisles. I'm working the end aisles.
That's a win-win.
May is Food Allergy Awareness Month. Who knew?
It is. It's also Celiac Disease Awareness Month.
Okay, let's talk about that. Jane and I were talking about that before you came in. The peanut allergies and the gluten allergies, is that a new thing or they've always been around and we've just discovered it?
It's a little bit of both. They weren't necessarily as prevalent previously. And now the question that researchers are trying to figure out, why have they increased so much?
Right.
So you are right that, yes, there are more of them now. And actually, University of Chicago, there's some really great researchers down there doing a ton of good work. And they're trying to look at, there's two things that they're kind of pinpointing. One is our lack of fiber in our diet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The other one is that we need more probiotics, which is part of what the fiber helps with.
Right.
Also increase antibiotics. Too many antibiotics
that we're taking. We need to remove that from
so which also relates back into the probiotics,
but if we take the probiotics then we don't get sick, so we don't need antibiotics. And we eat more produce, then we don't get sick. You know what they say, an apple a day, right? Is that true?
I mean, you know, lots of different fruits
a day. So let's talk about allergies. Let's talk about food allergies. You say that there's 8 different culprits that we're focusing on.
Well, yes, there's 8 that parlay into the 90%. The 90% of all food allergy reactions come from 8 foods.
That's crazy.
In the United States. Other countries, there's more.
Okay.
There's like 14.
We're actually trickling down that way, too.
Why? Yeah. Why is it different? Back to the probiotics.
I don't know. It might be different soil. It might be different cultures. Yeah, like probiotics, antibiotics, it's different things in different countries.
Can we guess the 8 foods?
Yeah, okay.
Do you know the 8 foods?
Well, Kendra and I talked about the 8 foods. So, Pete, you guess the 8 foods.
Peanuts?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to write these down while you're
talking. White flour? White sugar?
No.
Okay. Trying to think of everything that's bad for you. Chocolate.
Well, that's not necessarily going to cause an allergy.
No,
I know,
no.
I know.
Soy?
Yes.
Is soy? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Soy is one of them?
Mm-hmm. What comes from a cow?
Oh.
Milk?
Oh, yeah. Dairy.
Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Okay.
Eggs?
That's 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that part of dairy, though?
Eggs?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Food guide. Remember your old food guide pyramid?
Did I just say that out loud? Hope nobody heard me.
So white flour doesn't fit in that category.
Well, white flour is very specific. It's actually wheat.
Okay.
Oh,
wheat. Yes.
Wheat.
Okay. Got it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 3 more, Pete.
I just can't.
Things that come from water.
From water.
Yeah. What comes out of the water? What do you eat from the water? From the ocean?
Fish.
Yes.
Fish allergies? Really?
Yes. What? Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, have you guys ever been out to dinner?
Yes.
yeah, I guess you're right.
You go out to dinner a lot. I do know this.
Yes. But also
fish, yes, of course.
Fish
like shellfish.
Shellfish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So those are two.
Okay.
Oh, that's two.
That's two.
So there's
fish
one left.
Is, fish is one, shellfish is the other. Oh. So I know you mentioned peanuts.
Yes.
Which are actually technically a legume. It's actually not a nut. So nuts would be the other one.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So it's not peanuts. So it's
no,
a
it
legume.
Is peanuts. Peanuts and tree nuts.
Oh, tree nuts. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tree nuts.
So do you have the list?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it again.
Okay. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Tree nuts. Peanuts, mm-hmm. soy, dairy, eggs, wheat, fish, shellfish.
Yes, that is correct.
Those are the eight culprits of 90% of food allergies. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of people, and in Canada, this parlays into their food top food allergens, corn, potato, and sesame. There's a big petition with the government right now with a lot of parents and doctors to try to get sesame also added to this, so it would be
okay.
nine. There's a lot of kids. Sesame is almost like peanuts. Like it's really,
yeah,
really
good. Yes, I can, yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
So talk about, okay, so we just named these eight food allergens that really make people go crazy. If they can't walk into a bar, if there's a peanut on the floor, or bring their kids in there. Not that bringing
depending
their kids
Depending
on
in a your
bar.
Peanut allergy.
Oh.
Because there are different reactions.
Or you're going to a great dinner mm-hmm. and you got to be away from the shrimp because it's, you know, fish. So how can you eat deliciously if you're allergic to all eight of these things? Can you?
You totally can. Yeah. We've had some clients, actually. One of my first clients, they had a little girl, and she was allergic to these plus more. And they were like, we just want her to have a birthday cake. Like, we just want her to celebrate a birthday with a cake. And the first cake that they tried to make was terrible. And I was like, this is my life's mission, is to make a cake for this little girl. And you can do it. It just, we're so used to cooking a certain way. You
right.
know, find a recipe and you have your flour in the cupboard and this.
Yep.
You just have to cook differently. And you have to, like, expand your horizons. You know, it's get out of the Americana way of eating. Mm. Like, try other cultures' foods. You know, try different recipes and then cook real food. This is the problem in our country, too, is that we're very focused on convenience.
God, everything's
so
processed.
So focused on convenience.
You're right.
And reading, when you have all these food allergies, reading a label and trying to find something that's safe for you can
yeah.
be really tricky and stressful. And so eliminate that stress. Start cooking again. Because you know what doesn't cause an allergic reaction? Fruits, vegetables, real foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know what you're putting into it, then you can make totally safe meals that are delicious.
What about the foods that you eat that affect your body? I don't know if I'm allergic to certain foods, but there's things that I eat that affects my body that sit like a lead weight in my gut.
You might, well, so there's food allergies, which is one realm,
right.
which is an autoimmune response.
Yep.
And then you have food sensitivities,
okay.
which a lot of people have.
Yes.
And it can feel like an allergy because your reaction is awful,
mm-hmm.
but it's not an internal reaction necessarily. You're not going to die from it like you would a food allergy, but it might feel like there's a lead brick in your stomach, or you might get headaches, or you might have a rash, or you could just be eating foods that are inflammatory for your body.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that affect your body.
Mm-hmm. So in that case, when you get the lead, you know, feel like you have a lead weight in your stomach yeah. after you eat whatever, listen to your body and don't eat it, or just deal with the consequences.
It's kind of true. Like, I have a dairy allergy, and I really, really love cheese.
So you eat the cheese?
Well, I eat hard cheese because the protein has already started to unwind through the aging process, so it's not as hard on your body. So I have little tricks around it, but it's not a debilitating allergy for me, so I know how to navigate it.
What about the people out there? It seems like it's cool nowadays to go gluten-free.
Oh. I was just going to ask.
I'm gluten-free.
Good, but gluten-free is not a diet.
No.
Can't do it. No.
God, it's not. And I'm so happy that we're kind of past that curve.
Yeah.
You know, it was like the big thing in L.A. Everyone was gluten-free and gluten-free. And like, you weren't cool unless you were gluten-free at a restaurant. And I think people realized once they started actually gaining weight after they ate a bag of gluten-free pretzels,
right.
like, oh my God, this might not be the best thing. So
why is that? Just because they used other processed food inside in place of?
Yeah, I mean, if you're typically when you're eating a food that is meant to replace the original version of it, they have to add stuff to it to make it taste the same way. So I think people psychologically were like, I'm going to eat healthier on my gluten-free diet, which means I can eat the whole box of gluten-free cookies.
That is so true.
You can't. You can still only have a portion of those cookies. And now you're eating probably way more sugar because they need to add that to make up for the
flavor. Can you talk to my wife? I have this conversation, this exact conversation.
Yeah.
Sarah's like, I got gluten-free cookies. Eat as many as you want. Mm-mm. I go, it doesn't work that way.
No.
Look at the label. By the way, sugar is the devil, isn't it?
Sugar can be real, real bad. I'm a big proponent of honey because it's a prebiotic.
Okay.
So honey actually helps the probiotics work in your belly. But don't pour a pound of honey in your coffee.
Moderation, Jane.
Everything in moderation. Wow. You know, it's funny. So living healthy in Chicago, you would think I would remember all of these things that I've learned over the last couple of years, and I don't. I'm like, oh, gluten-free crackers, I'll eat those. Like, let me just put some brown sugar in my coffee.
It doesn't work that way.
I just do exactly the opposite of what everybody says.
Kendra Peterson is in studio with us. Where can they get your book? Available on Amazon?
It sure is.
Okay.
They can go to my website, then go to Amazon.
What is your website?
DrizzleKitchen.com.
DrizzleKitchen.com. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk about how to give us some tricks at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And how to maneuver through the grocery store.
You bet.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN. If you have a question for our guest, 312-981-7200. We're getting some great text messages. Kendra Peterson in studio. She's a personal chef, author, and food allergy expert. May is Food Allergy Awareness Month. Drizzle Kitchen favorites. Happy foods for everybody and every allergy. Available now at Amazon. And your website is DrizzleKitchen.com. DrizzleKitchen.com.
How prevalent are food allergies or sensitivities? Like, can you give me a percentage of the population that's going to be allergic to something?
Sensitivities, I don't know the number on that, but for food allergy, 32 million Americans.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 32 million.
Wow.
1 in 10 adults, 1 in 13 kids.
1 in 10 adults.
So when we're out at
that's
restaurant and you look around a restaurant that seats 40, there's four people in there that have a severe allergy. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So are you able then to, I mean, it's hard to speak through it because I don't have a food allergy, right? So I'll go out and I'll order whatever I want.
Right.
But you have a food allergy.
Yeah.
And you go out to dinner a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. In our house, it's gluten and peanuts.
Wow. So what do you do when you go out to dinner?
It's easy. It's about communicating with the restaurant. First of all, it's about knowing what restaurants are safe to eat at.
Right.
Like, we don't go to Chinatown. It's just no, don't be dumb. Like, know where you're going to be successful.
Yep.
Right.
But we go to restaurants that either have a dedicated peanut-free menu, like La Colonial, we go there quite a bit. They have a peanut-free menu, which you wouldn't think from a Vietnamese restaurant. So
great
restaurant.
Taking my wife there on Mother's Day.
Oh, it's so delicious.
And nowadays, I think that the movement of being sensitive to somebody's food allergy is so prevalent that these chefs and restaurants will say, we are an allergy-friendly restaurant. We have no peanuts, or we have gluten-free options if you have celiac, or they'll cater to the needs. And I think more and more people are not nervous to say, I can't eat an egg. Granted, you don't have to tell the whole table. You can pull your server down. But a lot of times they'll ask.
Right. The server sometimes will ask. But if you have a food allergy, I truly believe it falls on your shoulders. Unfortunately, you are responsible for your body. You're responsible for your life. And so you need to make sure that you are telling them.
We got to bang through these questions.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Text message question from 630. What's the best way to get probiotics, or what are the best out there? Because there's thousands.
There are.
Any idea?
That's something that you definitely need to talk to your doctor about. There's so much varying research on it. And the
higher the billions, is that right? 42 billion?
Yeah, and I mean, general rule of thumb is
you can never be high enough for me.
The more expensive, usually the better they are.
But can you take them supplements, or do you get them through food?
Both.
You say both all the time, or can I just, if I don't have the food, can I eat the supplement?
What kind of food is a probiotic?
Well, this is tricky.
Kimchi.
There's also, yes, kimchi.
I don't even know what that is.
This.
I think I dated her in college.
Kimchi is so delicious. You can chop it up and put it with your
guacamole.
I have no idea what you two are talking about.
Go to the grocery store and buy kimchi. Chop it up, put it with an avocado, and then it is so
delicious. I
wouldn't
even know where to go. I'm going to have to ask someone.
They're fermented vegetables.
Yeah. So anything fermented is...
So like sauerkraut that's in the refrigerator, or pickles that are in the refrigerator. That's nothing can be shelf stable because it's killed off the good bacteria.
312-981-7200. Joe, you're on with Kendra Peterson. What's your question?
Hey, Kendra. I love shellfish, oysters, clams, so forth and so on, but it sometimes triggers a little bit of a gout experience with me. I've got pills for that, but is there any of Mother Nature's foods that would counter it also?
Any foods that would counter that? Not that I can think of necessarily. I mean, I feel like if it's a food reaction, it's probably something that you either need to avoid or you need to stick with those pills.
Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Before the break, we teased about a grocery store, tricks at the grocery store. Can you give us some tricks and how to maneuver through the grocery store?
I think for anyone, whether you have a food allergy or not, you just want to eat healthy, find brands that you trust if you're going to use packaged products.
Okay.
So you know you can always go to them.
Right.
Like if you have a favorite tortilla chip that's maybe made with beans instead of all corn to make it healthier, you know, just always know you can grab that. Make a list. Make a list. I have
a plan.
Notebook that I always take with me. And literally the guys at the meat counter were like, oh, it's the notebook lady. I'm like, no.
Why do you carry a notebook? Why don't you put it in the notes section on your phone?
I'm 170 and I like paper. I like paper. I want to write things down.
How about a Doc?
I can share it with
the family.
No, you
won't do that.
I can't. I'm a tactile, creative individual. I need to write things down.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I just go and just start ordering things and then I start cooking when I get home.
I think you'll find your grocery bill will also be cheaper.
Oh, if you write the list.
If you make your list.
I think the other thing I want to talk about, there are a lot of new brands that are out there, right? Mm-hmm. So I cook like I live in the 1970s. So I just go to the old standbys. But there's so many new brands that I'm also leery. I'm like, I don't trust this brand. I don't know them. But do I do research or do I just read the labels?
You mean from like an ingredient standpoint or
I don't know, like where is it made?
Product.
Yeah, the food product. Is it good? Is it, you know, safe? Like, how do I know that these new brands are something that I can rely on and that I really like? Or is it trial and error?
I mean, some of it's trial and error from a flavor standpoint. From a safety standpoint, I think it depends on what you're looking for. Do you want something that's GMO free? Do you want something that's pesticide free? Do you want something that's organic?
That would be on the label, right?
Not always. I mean,
really?
Well, GMO verified project, that will be, you'll always see that. It's like the little butterfly and there's a check.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's glyphosate free. So there's all these little like layers of things that are still kind of missing. So if there are topics like that that are important to you,
right,
then you need to research the brands and find out, do they spray their crops or do they use organic seeds or that kind of stuff.
And is that information readily available probably on these brand websites?
It should be. If the brand is open about...
look at her face. She's weary about, they may omit a few things.
I think the brands that probably don't spray their crops are pretty open about not spraying their crops.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, we need to cook from scratch.
I'm the biggest proponent of cooking from scratch.
It's interesting what you said at the beginning of this interview, because I went to the store and you said, go to the produce first if you don't have a plan. That's such a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Even in my refrigerator. And I tell my clients this all the time, too. I'm like, keep cut fruits and vegetables in a glass container.
Because you can see them.
You see them. And when you see them, you are for sure, it's scientifically proven, you will eat more of them.
That's why I always buy beer in bottles, so you can see it.
Dark
and
bottles.
You open the refrigerator and you grab it.
There it is.
Smart.
Kendra, I need your phone number. Thank you so much.
Oh, jeez, Kendra. Watch what you
personal
sign up for.
Personal chef, yes. Author and food allergy expert. It's great to see you.
Nice to see you,
We'll
too.
Have you back. You were great.
Thanks, guys.
And again, give the website where people can grab the book.
Sure. Drizzlekitchen.com. You can also grab it on Amazon.
It's a great cookbook. A lot of good recipes.
Thanks,
in there.
I'm assuming that I'll get one in the mail.
Oh, boy.
I mean, obviously.
Right. I love it.
When you order it from Amazon.